Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a story about the king's new clothes. Once upon a time, there lived a king who loved beautiful clothes. His only interest in going out in public was to show off his clothes. He had a different costume for every hour of the day. Indeed, where other kings sat upon their thrones in court, this king was usually found in his dressing room admiring himself in the mirror. One day, two swindlers came into the kingdom. They said they were weavers who knew how to make the best cloth imaginable with extraordinary colors and patterns. Not only that, they claimed their cloth had the quality of being invisible to anyone who was incompetent or stupid. The king thought to himself, "This is huge. I must have a big, beautiful suit made of this fabric. That way, if anyone can't see it, I will know they are unfit for their positions. I will also be able to tell smart people from stupid ones." So the king gave the swindlers a great sum of money to weave this cloth and make him a big, beautiful suit. Then the swindlers got to work pretending to weave on their empty loom. After a while, the king wondered how the weavers were progressing and thought of sending someone to find out. But then he recalled that anyone who was unfit for their position or stupid would not be able to see the material being woven. Of course, he had nothing to fear because other people had told him he was very smart. "I know," he thought, "I'll send my honest old minister to view the fabric. Very intelligent people have told me he's the best one." So the good old minister went to the weavers and found them working away on their empty loom. "Goodness," said the old minister to himself, "I can't see any fabric on the loom. Is it possible that I am stupid or unfit for my position? No one must know I am unable to see any material." But out loud he said, "Magnificent. I'll tell the king I am very satisfied." "That makes us very happy," said the swindlers, and they continued to pretend to weave on their empty loom. The king then sent other officials to observe the weavers' work, and they too were startled when they could see nothing. However, they reported back to the king about how wonderful the material was and advised him to have it made into clothes to wear in a grand procession through the city. The swindlers stayed up all night before the procession was to take place. They pretended to take the material from the loom. They cut in the air with large scissors. They sewed with needles that had no thread. Finally, they announced, "Behold, the big, beautiful suit is now finished." Then the king, with his officials, went to see what the weavers had made. The swindlers raised up their arms as though they were holding something and said, "Just look at these trousers. Here are the jacket and cloak. They are as light as spider webs. You might think you have nothing on, but that is the good thing about them." "Yes," said the officials, nodding their heads, but they saw nothing because there was nothing there, and they were afraid to say so. "Would His Majesty kindly remove his clothes?" asked the swindlers. "Then we will fit you with the new ones." The king took off all his clothes, and the swindlers pretended to dress him. Then he turned and looked into the mirror and was secretly aghast at his naked reflection. But all the officials cried, "What luxurious clothes! They suit you well! What a wonderful fit! So beautiful!" The king thought for a moment about how he might cover himself and then said, "One more thing is needed. Where is my long red tie?" The necktie was quickly brought, tied around his neck, and draped over his belly. "Yes, now I am ready," and he turned again toward the mirror because it had to appear as though he were admiring his fine new suit of clothes. The king then went out into the street, and the people cried, "Hurrah! The king's big, beautiful suit is so refined and majestic," because no one wanted to be seen as incompetent or stupid. But then, suddenly, a young child yelled out, "But the king doesn't have any clothes on." Soon people were whispering that the king had no clothes on, and then the whispering turned into shouting and laughing and pointing. The king shuddered, as did his old minister and his officials, for they all realized that the people were able to see the truth. And so, my friends, as no king's demonstrations happen all over this nation today, let us resolve to speak truth to power. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.